Good morning. I am Commissioner Dick Marzano, Port of Tacoma President, calling to order the regular meeting of the Port of Tacoma Commission on August 18, 2026. The time now is 10:01 a.m. Also present are Commissioners Kristen Ang, Deanna Keller, and John McCarthy. Commissioner J.T. Wilcox is absent and excused. We do have a quorum. Our meeting is being held at the Fabulous Center and streamed live on the meeting page of the Port of Tacoma's website at www.portoftacoma.com. The commission will now meet in executive session until 12 p.m. to discuss one potential litigation item under RCW 42.30.110, parentheses 1, parentheses I, and two, minimum price for sale or lease of real estate items under RCW 42.20.110, parentheses 1, parentheses C. So with that, I'll turn it over to Eric.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director, Port of Tacoma. The factors that are allowed to be discussed during executive session that relate to real estate sale or leasing are as follows: the size and zoning of the property, the distance from and connectivity to deep water marine terminals, the potential for job creation, and consistency with the port's strategic plan. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Good afternoon. I am Commission President Dick Marzano, and the time right now is 12 p.m. We were in executive session from 10:01 to 11:10 to discuss one potential litigation item and two minimum price for sale or lease of real estate items. Let us begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation,
well, once again, good afternoon. The first item is to approve today's agenda. Is there anyone who would like to make any change on the posted agenda? Seeing none. Also, I'd like to acknowledge that we are on the traditional homelands of the Puyallup tribe. The Puyallup people have lived on and stewarded these lands and continue to do so today. We consider the tribe to be our partners in many of the efforts we undertake. So, first thing to do is go to the Executive Director's Report. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the record, Eric Johnson, Executive Director of Port of Tacoma. Just a couple of quick things to go over. First of all, two items that relate to the Blair Deepening Project. First is that on July 29th, we hosted a tour of the project with the new colonel from the Corps of Engineers and a delegation of high-ranking civilian Corps officials from both the division and Washington, D.C., as well as some folks from the Office of Management and Budget in D.C. The tour went very well. We answered a lot of questions, and I think they felt good when they left. And then secondly, yesterday afternoon, I gave a briefing to Commissioner of Public Lands, Dave Upthegrove, who manages the state-owned aquatic lands on the ECHO project. Over off of Marine View Drive, the outlines of that project. DNR is going to be a key partner. They have been a key partner. They need to continue to be a key partner. That briefing went very well. Commissioner Upthegrove had some good questions, but seemed very satisfied with the overall progress to date. Turning to the community update, last week we had the ever-popular Gnome and Fairy Walk, which is an opportunity for children to come and visit with their parents or a caregiver our different habitat sites and learn about the things that the port's doing. That's a popular event. We had 79 attendees at that event. And then last Friday, we wrapped up our farmer's market program with our final booth of the summer. And that was at Ording, which is always a fun place to visit. And so far this year, our outreach work we have touched or been in contact with over 8,500 people in the community. So that's amazing. And that doesn't even include segue to our ever-popular boat tours, which is our most important or most popular event of the year, September 13th of this year. And the news flash is tickets become available tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. is when you can start signing up for the tickets. And I would encourage anyone in the public who wants to go on the tour to sign up quickly because they go fast. And that is the end of my report.
Thank you. And I know on behalf of the commission, I'd like to thank Leslie and Katie and all the volunteers that man the farmer's market. It's always nice to see the reaction we get from the public. We will now invite public comment. As a reminder, public comment is limited to 3 minutes per person pursuant to RCW 42.56. Recorded public comments and public meeting sign-in sheets, including names and any contact information provided, are subject to public disclosure. Is there anybody that has signed up for public comment? Have we received any correspondence? Okay, that will conclude our public comment. The consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are considered routine and taken up by one motion and vote unless any commissioner requests an item be removed for individual consideration. The consent agenda consists of approval of the minutes of July 16, 2026, approval of disbursement certifications during the period of 7-3-26 to 8-6-26, check numbers 6132 and 6466, in the amount of $11,387,860.58, and electronic payments in the amount of $4,845,181.78 for a total of $16,233,042.36. Another one is the approval of the Puget Sound Clean Air Agency's interlocal agreement. It would be the second reading. And the approval of Tacoma Public Schools Utilities easement, 1131 East Alexander Avenue, parcel 14, and approval of temporary construction easement for parcel 12 through the private owner. Looking for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved by Commissioner Ng, seconded by Commissioner Keller. Any questions or comments from the commission? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. And I'll bring my big gavel up and go boom. Thank you, Helen. You don't like this one?
You can have two, like a drummer.
Okay. Okay, this goes to our commission action. This is the business section of the meeting where items are brought forth by commissioners or staff that require a commission vote. So, Eric, you want to introduce the first item?
I sure will, Mr. President. Our first item is a roof replacement at 5301 8th Street in Fife. This is one of the pieces of property that we lease, or one of the buildings we lease to Art Morrison Enterprises. Art Morrison is a fellow who started a very successful business making custom automotive parts. And it's a company that's known around the world, frankly. And he's a local kid. I'm going to turn it over to Kyle Smith to explain the project.
Thank you, Eric. For the record, I'm Kyle Smith, engineer project manager for the 5301 8th Street Avenue roof replacement project. The request today is to authorize project authorization for construction in the amount of $870,000 for a total authorized amount of $980,000 for work associated with the 5301 8th Street East roof replacement project ID 101716.01. Shows you where the property is. We're on the opposite side of the center there, just south of the 167 interchange there. This is actually in Fife, not Tacoma. Just a little bit of background. There's actually two buildings on this project. There's an office building and a warehouse building. We're replacing the roofs on both buildings. They're both in pretty bad shape. Maintenance of the roof and the gutter system is a lesser responsibility, and our maintenance department has been repairing leaks on this property for several years now, and they've basically come to us and said we can't track down the leaks anymore. We've done all the patch jobs we can do. It's time for to redo this roof. And Art Morrison does have approximately 40 people employed at this location. These are just some of the pictures of what's going on. These panels are very badly rusted. The connectors are rusting out. There's poor flashing on the mechanical and electrical penetrations. Here's some more pictures. Just it's pretty bad. The gutters are completely clogged with moss. So the scope of this project is to design and permit a replacement of the roofing system only, not the underlying truss structure. So we're only doing the roof panels and the gutters. And the scope of work for this project is the construction. We're done with design. Our permits have been approved, so we're ready to move on to construction. We plan to advertise for bids next month and hopefully be complete by the end of the year, final completion quarter one of next year. The total project estimated cost is $980,000. And this kind of shows you my financial summary where I'm at right now. Again, this whole request is on construction. And we've just done design up to this point in time. So to repeat my request, I request project authorization for construction in the amount of $870,000 for the total authorized amount of $980,000 for work associated with the 5301 8th Street East roof replacement, project ID 101716.01.
Thank you. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Keller, second by Commissioner Ng. Comments and or questions? Commissioner McCarthy.
Kyle, could you go back to the initial slide that shows that property, the picture right there?
Yes.
For some reason, I'm not sure that piece of property has come before, at least I can't recall it coming before us before. Mm-hmm. Can you give me a little bit more idea on how big the piece of property is, how long a lease we have with the tenant, and exactly what they do there? I don't recall that this property coming before us before.
Okay.
It might have.
It looks like Debbie has some information to share.
Call a friend. Good afternoon, Commissioners. I'm Debbie Shepak, Senior Real Estate Director. So my understanding is this lease was entered into in 2019, preceding my reign here. And it's for office building of 3,750 square feet and a warehouse for 14,250 with some additional acreage of 0.57 acres. The current rent is $12,277.47 per month, and that is escalated by CPI.
And what are they doing in the property?
Auto restoration.
And I see in your memo that there's 40 jobs employed. Restoration. Do you know what that means?
Especially cars is what I understand. Actually, I learned my information from Eric, who was more familiar with them worldwide.
I can actually tell you a little bit about this tenant, Commissioner McCarthy. It's one of the more interesting tenants that we have. Art Morrison, if you restore cars and make hot rods and fix up custom cars, you know who Art Morrison is no matter where you are in the world. They are one of the most well-recognized custom auto, I don't know how else to put it, but auto restoration companies around. He's built a worldwide fan club with the quality of his work. He's got dozens and dozens of people working there. It's actually a compound of about, I believe it's four buildings that they work in. It's a fascinating visit to go there to see what they're doing. They're very proud of what they do. And it's a real niche operation. It's a little bit outside of our normal footprint of operation,
right.
So I can see why you'd say, you know, we don't normally, that's not our normal core business over there. And it's true, it's not. I do not know the history of how the port came to ownership of that
right.
property.
Do we own the property on either side or in the neighborhood?
I don't believe so. My recollection is that property is kind of an island over there.
Hmm.
And perhaps there were some plans for assembling properties once upon a time. I don't know that. But I can tell you it's a very successful company. He's a great guy. his mom, Velma, was my third grade teacher.
Okay.
Not that bears into any recommendations, but if you have any questions about my arithmetic, you can blame his mom.
Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Carried. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
Eric, you want to introduce the next action item?
Yeah, our next item is relates to Silverback Industries. This is a property that you're familiar with and a use that you're familiar with. Silverback is one of our tenants out at the Early Business Center. They manufacture small aluminum work boats and patrol boats, and they have requested a friendly termination of their lease. I think I've explained some of this to you before. The headline news is they've found a piece of property that works better for them, at least in the near to medium term. And so they're respectfully asking for a lease termination. There's a little bit more history here with regarding the plans that we had made for them, and Debbie and Ellie Belega, our engineering PM2, can explain the history of that.
Thank you, Eric. Good afternoon, commissioners. Again, I am Debbie Shepak, Senior Director of Real Estate. With me today, I have Ellie Belega, Engineering Project Manager 2, and I also have Einar Roden, a Senior Manager of Real Estate and Business Development, to assist in any questions you may have. Today, I'm asking for authorization for the Executive Director or his designee to enter into a termination agreement for two existing leases with Silverback Industries, LLC, for the premises located at 401 East Alexander Avenue, Tacoma, Washington, and this will be effective September 30th, 2026. Here is an aerial map of the premises, and Silverback isn't currently in building 407. So background on the leases, in 2021, the port executed a lease with Silverback for approximately 23,455 square feet of warehouse space and 0.26 acres of land at 401 East Alexander. The current rent is $12,538.59 per month, and this is subject to annual CPI adjustments. In 2025, the port executed a second lease for a 12,000 square foot replacement metal building. And what I mean by replacement is that building 407 is at the end of its useful life and will eventually need to be demolished and or replaced. Silverback agreed to pay $2,000 per month rent for the new building and contribute $750,000 toward construction cost, of which $350,000 has been paid to date. There was a prior commission action where commission approved $3.3 million for tenant relocation, and this would also include Motive, who has a small footprint in building 407. And that brought the total project authorization amount to $6.557 million. Subsequent to entering to the lease, Silverback had identified a more suitable Tide Flats location for its operation. This location includes access to the water and a boat lift, and they have requested termination of both port leases. The lease termination would eliminate the tenant relocation requirements for Silverback and avoid approximately $2.5 million in these relocation costs. And Ellie will talk a little bit about that project.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Ellie Belega. So the scope work on this project involved bringing in new power for both Motive and also power that would be used for Silverback for their new prefabricated metal building that we were to provide them. That included providing modular offices for both Silverback and Motive, and also providing some restrooms. Next slide. All right, so here's an isometric view of all the work that was involved that commissioners you authorized, right? The prefabricated metal building, modular offices, and the restroom. And I do want to point out that most of this work is complete for Silverback, for Motive. Most of the work is complete, and the portion of the work that will be going away is for Silverback is that prefabricated metal building, the fence, modular office 2, which would have been the modular office for Silverback, and the restroom for Silverback. Next slide. So the total authorization, as Debbie mentioned, was $6.557 million. And if the Silverback portion of the project were to continue, we would have spent approximately $5 million for both Motive and Silverback, and we would have saved roughly $1.5 million. By eliminating the Silverback scope of work, the port's gonna save an additional $2.8 million for total savings of $4.3 million out of the 6.557 that the commissioners have had authorized.
Thank you, Ellie. So the proposed termination agreement will include the following key terms. There'll be a termination fee of $5,000. The effective date will be September 30th, 2026, and the port will reimburse Silverback $350,000, which represents their prior contribution toward the proposed replacement metal building. Again, the action requested today, authorization for the executive director or his designee to enter into a termination agreement for two existing leases with Silverback Industries for the premises located at 401 East Alexander, effective September 30th, 2026. Thank you, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved. Second.
Moved by Commissioner Ng, seconded by Commissioner Keller. Questions and or comments? Commissioner McCarthy.
Thank you. You know, looking at the memo, it's kind of written in a way that's like we're saving money, but we made this financial commitment to help Silverback, and now they've moved. So how much are we actually losing by starting down this road and not completing it? How much have we lost from our commitment with Silverback?
Well, I'll speak to the rental amount. The $12,000 that we're getting in rent will be lost, and then Ellie can talk about the project.
Yeah, and from a construction standpoint, Commissioner, we're losing a little over $100,000 in design fees and permitting.
About $100,000?
About.
You know, as part of this agreement, we're giving them back their $350,000, which is their contribution to the metal building, but since they're getting, they've changed their plan and they don't want to go forward, did our agreement with them provide, if they changed their mind, that they would get that money back, or were we locked in?
We were locked in a sense if the project was going to go forward and the building was built. I think what happened in the interim, we didn't anticipate there being another location in the Tide Flats that was more suitable for them. And so Silverback asked us if they could terminate the agreement. And it was a kind of a negotiation between being affordable, the port saving some money as Ellie had talked about, but also Silverback having the ability to move. If we wouldn't return the $350,000 that they would be forced to stay. And they have also expressed interest if they can at some future point come back to the Early Business Center. They like being a port tenant, but it was really just part of the negotiation to try to balance the cost on and the cost loss from the port, the lost revenue, and then Silverback's ability to move to a more efficient space.
Right. But maybe Heather can answer this. Did our agreement with them allow that the $350,000 would be forfeited by them if they didn't follow through on the agreement? Or I'm just trying to figure out, since we're out money for going down this road, at least $100,000.
I don't believe so, Commissioner, but I have to pull it up and look at it. I don't have it right in front of me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, okay.
Commissioner Ng.
I can see Commissioner McCarthy's point about the $100,000 design, but then we wouldn't be committed to the millions of dollars into building something that may actually not be suitable for Silverback. And I just wanted to say how pleased I am that Silverback Marine has chosen to stay here in Tacoma and continue to be part of our port and maritime community. We recognize that businesses grow and their needs change, and Silverback has identified property that is currently better suited to its operation and its future. So releasing them from this current lease, I believe that we're good economic development partners, you know, giving local businesses the flexibility that it needs to succeed while keeping the jobs in our area and economic activity in our community. And, you know, as we look ahead, you know, we will be actively exploring opportunities in the Early Business Center and make the best long-term use of this important property, but I do think we do need to think of it thoughtfully, and that redevelopment shouldn't come at the backs of small businesses if they really can't make it right now or invest currently in that particular property. I do think it's a prime property for opportunities for the Port of Tacoma and should be our next focus after all the others. So I'm glad that we are keeping a local company here and that there is a good faith effort between the both of us to make it work for the Tide Flats and for our community. And if there should come a time when they need to expand, then we would welcome them back to a property here.
Very good. Commissioner Keller.
I'd like to echo a lot of the same things that Commissioner Ang did say. I want to thank Silverback Marine for being a great tenant and happy to keep shipbuilding here in the Tide Flats, happy to keep local jobs here in the Tide Flats. Would again like to echo the fact that, you know, we certainly, if the ability is to come back, we welcome them with open arms. And but thank you all for negotiating this and making it a very friendly continued relationship.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Commissioner McCarthy.
Eli, just one more question. With regard to the $100,000 in permit fees were out, as I understand it, is that, are those permits still transferable in the event that we decide to go forward with any kind of a similar project? Or are those permits still granted or applicable?
No, Commissioner. Once we terminate the lease, essentially those buildings will go away and those permits will expire. So in the future, we would need to start over.
Okay, thank you.
Commissioner McCarthy, I was able to pull up the document while you were asking other questions.
Yep.
So I have an answer for you if you'd like it. There's nothing in the prior, there was the third, the third amendment to the lease, which provided for the building contribution, and there's nothing in it that would require them to forfeit that contribution in the event of an early termination. Also, they had a right to request a full refund if the port was unable to obtain the permits in a timely fashion, and we previously did an extension that they agreed to on that basis.
All right, that answers my question. Thank you.
Any further questions or comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. And Eric, our last action item, C, safe boats and
rivers. Final agenda item is on a property that's immediately adjacent to the one that you were just discussing. This is also at the Early Business Center. Safe Boats has been a tenant of ours there in good standing for a number of years. You know they make a number of products, including patrol boats for the military. And they have a need to amend and extend their lease to the end of 2027, I believe, in order to fulfill an existing contract. That building is a challenge for us, as you know, because of its age, same as the one next door that Silverback is in. But we're doing what we can to help them out, and I will turn it over to Debbie and Einar to take it from there.
All right, thank you, Commissioners. This is Safe Boats International, LLC, amended and restated lease, first and second reading. I'm Einar Roden, Senior Manager, Real Estate and Business Development. With me is Debbie Shepak, Senior Director of Real Estate. Today we're looking for approval to waive the second reading and authorize the Executive Director or his designee to enter into an amended and restated lease with Safe Boats International for the premises at 401 Alexander Avenue, buildings 532 and 326. Company overview, they've been operating at the Early Business Center since 2012. Safe Boats is a manufacturer of commercial, public safety, and military vessels. They produce Mark VI military patrol boats and currently have some of those under contract. And they employ 54 people at their EBC location. They currently lease buildings 532 and 326. One of these leases expires on October 31st of this year. The other is a month-to-month lease. The proposed action will consolidate both agreements into a single amended lease. The amended lease will extend occupancy through December 31st of next year. Here we're looking at some aerial photos. It's on the peninsula there between the Blair and the Hylabos waterways. The red stars represent the buildings that they're currently occupying. Key lease terms is 66,000 square feet of warehouse, 3,500 square feet of office, 2.5 acres of yard area. The permitted use is boat manufacturing and storage. Lease commencement will be September 15th. Lease expiration December 31st of next year. The tenant has waived a subrogation right, and they also have a termination right, which gives them the ability to terminate this lease upon 30 days written notice. Rent will be $43,000 per month plus leasehold excise tax. The security deposit is our standard 12 months plus leasehold excise tax. There are special provisions. They accept the premises as is, where is, with all faults, and they agree to hold harmless provisions. Insurance requirements are $4 million general liability, $2 million pollution liability, and $1 million auto liability. So once again, the action requested is for approval to waive the second reading and to authorize the executive director or his designee to enter into an amended and restated lease with Safe Boats for the premises at 401 Alexander Avenue, buildings 532 and 326 in Tacoma.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Keller, second by Commissioner McCarthy. Questions and or comments? Commissioner McCarthy.
The early termination, they can terminate with 30 days notice, but do we also have the same right?
We do not.
What's the thinking behind that?
The building is beyond its useful life, and we entered into this lease carefully for the extension. We gave, because we gave all the hold harmless, because they agreed to the hold harmless language, accepting the premise as is, we do give them a right to terminate it if their own building inspection warrants that. So we didn't include a termination on our part because of their business contracts, but we were more concerned with the safety of the building, and that's why we allowed them to terminate.
Right. Thank you.
Commissioner Ng.
So there will be an inspection done, and that they will maintain an upkeep for the safety of the building and all who work there. Is that my understanding?
The port did an initial assessment of all the buildings out at the Early Business Center, and what we did was we provided that report, and Safe Boats has said that they were gonna get their own building inspection. We're not holding them to that, but that was for the purposes of trying to extend the life of the building. Because
sure.
of their 3-year contracts they have in place.
I guess I just wanna make a comment that I do wanna support the small businesses, but I also want to make sure that Safe Boats is safe, that there is maintenance, and within that, and that there will be inspections, and there will be some compliance to that.
Well, the port will do their inspections. Maintenance goes in there quarterly, I believe, and we're holding Safe Boats to the promise of doing a building inspection, but there's nothing contractually, and that is why we made sure the language was favorable in the hold harmless, and we increased the insurance.
Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
That concludes our action business. What's that?
I am a reluctant aye.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear it.
Okay. We're now at special order of business where we have none. New business, we have none. Committee reports, any commissioners have any? I see none. No issue briefings, announcements. Eric, do you have any further announcements?
No, I do not. Our next regular meeting is the third Tuesday of September.
Okay, commissioner announcements. I just have one real quick one. I was present at the City of Tacoma's council meeting along with Eric, Alice, and Sean Egan, where we accepted on behalf of the Port of Tacoma the Puget Sound Regional Council's 2050 Vision Award for our sub-area plan with our other participants that were there. It was well received, and a lot of hard work was done by all, and it was we were very grateful to receive that. So, with no other business at hand, it is now 12:35. We will stand adjourned. Thank you. And I'm using the little one again, Helen.